How personal was your college experience? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Dan Chambliss, professor of sociology at Hamilton College, discusses the benefits of social interaction between students and their instructors.
For many American families, the costs of attending college have become unsustainable, and colleges themselves are looking to save money in any way they can. But which things shouldn't be cut? What are the key ingredients of a college experience that keeps students engaged and motivated? To find out, my colleague Chris Takas and I compiled surveys filled out by 2,251 college seniors over 7 years. We included the question, how often, if ever, have you been a guest in a faculty member's home? Alumni had told us they were impressed by the faculty invitations they had received as students. We wanted to see if such visits actually affected students' overall satisfaction and engagement with their college and their eagerness, if they had it to do over, to choose again to attend the college. We found that when students had been a guest in a professor's home, even if only a single time, their chance of saying they would choose again to attend rose substantially, 9% for women and a full 13% for men. But we thought maybe the students who were invited had higher grades or had more positive experiences in other ways. Yet even when we statistically controlled for a host of other possible factors in satisfaction, being a guest in a faculty member's home significantly improved a student's overall positive feelings about their college years. Even one evening of personal contact with a professor really seemed to enhance some students' feelings about their entire college experience. Though there is usually an unspoken divide between the personal lives of students and faculty, a little bit of human contact can go a long way, and colleges shouldn't forget that.
That was Dan Chambliss of Hamilton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.